Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description. 36 reasons to feel grateful for 2023. Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi Gratitude Seeker, welcome to our own tradition for this time of the year. I'm very happy and excited to be doing this with you each year now. And if you're new to the Gratitude Podcast, don't worry, I'll be walking you through. But firstly, if you are expecting a predefined list of 36 reasons to feel grateful for 2023, this isn't it, even though it's not such a bad idea. What we'll be doing today is focusing on the 36 reasons we feel grateful on a personal level. I will be sharing my own ideas, my own gratitudes from 2023, so that you'll have some inspiration for your own. And of course, as always, some of the methods that I use so that I can remember all of the great things that have happened in 2023. So, why are we doing this? At least in my experience, the human tendency is to focus on the bad things that have happened in the last year or in the last few weeks, maybe. We tend to forget the good things that have happened. Our brain wants to protect us one way or another. It wants us to be safe so that we won't get hurt anymore in a physical manner maybe, or in an emotional manner more often actually. And instead of us focusing on all of the great things that have happened in this year, we might not be too positive about the conclusions that we draw. And this is why I believe this exercise is so powerful, because we can shift our perspective month by month and see that this year wasn't actually that bad, even though we might think or we might feel at this point that it wasn't the best year, or that we had so many challenges in this year and it was so hard from so many points of view. And I'm not arguing that it's not true, that it might have been one of the hardest years for us. But the perspective that I want to give you is the fact that aside from the challenges, we can all identify at least three things that were great about each month of this passing year. Of course, three is just an example, a way of doing this. You can go for one, you can go for five, you can go for seven. But for me, three is the sweet spot, because it's just enough so that I can feel the gratitude for each month, even though, to be honest, in some months it's really hard to identify just three things. But it's not a chore, something that takes too long, or I need to focus on too much so that it's something that I put aside. And that's why I recommend this, writing 3 reasons to feel grateful for each month of 2023. Now you might think, okay, but how do I do this? I can't even remember what I did last week. There are several ways of doing this. The first one, if you've been writing in your gratitude journal, you can just go through it and find the reasons you've put down on paper. You can go on social media, on your Instagram account or your Facebook account, and review the photos that you've taken, the videos that you've taken and shared. But if you're like me and you don't post everything on social media and you like to keep things private, the best way to actually go through the 12 months of this passing year is to look at the photos and the videos that you've taken by actually searching on your phone or on Google Photos for the words, for instance, January 2023. So you just need to go to your photos, click the search button, and just put in there January 2023. And you will get all of the pictures and the videos that you've taken in that particular month. This works great because we tend to take pictures or videos whenever something that we want to remember happens. So for instance, when we see a beautiful sunset, we tend to take a picture of it because we love it so much that we want to remember it. But the thing is that most of us rarely take the time to go through the photos that we've taken or the videos that we've taken, and we forget about them. And this is a great opportunity for us to go through all of the pictures, all of the videos that we've taken, and find those amazing moments that we lived in this last year. For this exercise to have the biggest impact, it's important that you write down the 3 reasons you feel grateful for in each month. So for this, you write, in January 2023, I'm grateful for. The reason we are doing this in writing is because it gets us more involved. When we look at the pictures, sure, we will get into the feeling of it. We remember what we saw. We remember the story behind the picture. But it's much more powerful when we actually write it down and we go deeper into that feeling, into that experience, and we do it from a place of appreciation, of a place of gratitude. I recommend you take at least 1 hour to do this exercise properly and think about it as something that you do for yourself, something that's a non-negotiable. We tend to focus so much on all of the things that we need to do to make this part of the year special, things that have to do with the outside, that we tend to forget about the things that we can do on the inside that can have a huge, huge impact. Because ultimately, this exercise will help us see the year that has passed from a different perspective. One of appreciation, of gratitude, one that will create the emotional fuel for us to start the new year with a grateful heart. A heart that's open to miracles, a heart that's open to the new beginnings, a heart that's open to hope, to possibilities, to opportunities, to an even brighter future. Because the way it looks at the past is in a lighter, more hopeful and more positive way. So to help you out with this exercise, I will be sharing my own gratitudes. I'm not going to share all of them because I think it would be a really, really long episode and you might not be so curious about all of the things that I have written down. But what I want to share with you is the kinds of things that I'm writing down that most probably you might not think about because they might be too simple or too small to even consider. The point is that even if you don't feel maybe that you have had so many reasons to feel grateful for 2023, I'm sure that by us exploring some examples, you will see that you will have similar kinds of experiences, and it's actually going to be easy for you to actually write these 36 reasons to feel grateful for 2023. Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but feel free to take each experience that you've written down about and relive it. Of course, not with nostalgia or with regret or anything negative, but with the eyes of gratitude, seeing the fact that you are lucky enough to have had that experience. So in January, my first reason to feel grateful was the fact that we took a really spontaneous trip to a cabin in the mountains to celebrate my birthday. It was a really cozy place with a fireplace and a hot tub, and even though it was freezing outside, it was so relaxing to be breathing that fresh air while also feeling warm. The second gratitude from January of 2023 is the trip back home. It was so sunny and beautiful. It was like spring from many points of view. There weren't many cars on the road. We took our time to get back with no rush, with no stress. And even though it wasn't a long trip, we took a few breaks just to enjoy the warmth of the sun on our faces, to breathe in the fresh air, and to enjoy the trip itself. And as a bonus, we made a detour and I got to film some of the most amazing keys in Romania with my drone. And out of that footage, I've created a beautiful short clip that actually went viral. People were sharing it everywhere. For those people that have emigrated, it was something to be proud of on the one side. And on the other side, they remembered, for instance, growing up in those parts. It was really amazing to be able to spread the joy like that. The third gratitude from January has to do with something more simple, but still quite impactful. We've discovered a new vegetarian restaurant in town that made vegan carbonara. And oh my god, was it tasty. So I am very grateful that I have discovered this recipe, because thankfully I was able to replicate it to some degree, and now we get to enjoy a new type of meal that wasn't in our repertoire before making this discovery. So one of the things that I wanted to get across in these examples was the fact that when I wrote these gratitudes down, I tried to use as many of my senses as possible. We get to relive with gratitude experiences that we had even more deeply when we involve as many of our senses as possible. The beautiful views, the way the sun felt on the skin, the smell of fresh air, the warmth of the hot tub, the happy taste buds thanks to the new recipe, the emotion of the moment, the peace and tranquility of the drive, the emotions of other people. These are some of the things that will make this exercise even more profound and even more impactful. So when you're writing down your gratitudes for each month of 2023, don't just write the words, relive those beautiful experiences with all of your senses, with as much emotion as possible. And the beautiful part about this exercise is that it's helping us step by step to get into a whole nother mood than the one that we had when we got started. And we discover a whole different year than the one that we tend to remember without doing this exercise. I'm going to go through the next ones faster, because like I said, I don't want you to get bored with my own gratitudes. Of course, on my own, I get into more detail for each and every one of them, but just for the sake of the example, I will try at least to keep it brief. So in February of 2023, I'm grateful for being able to give our mother a thoughtful gift for her birthday, but also for the fun we had trying to make it work. We left so much and we had so much fun just trying to figure it out. I still laugh while watching the clip with my mother and my brother trying to figure out how the thing works. The second thing that I'm grateful for in February is a beautiful pink sunset displayed on a sea of puffy clouds in an amazing quiet atmosphere. The third one is visiting a friend's ranch and creating a beautiful video about the experience, about the story behind the ranch, and his passion for horses. It was very well received by his community on Facebook, on Instagram, and I'm very grateful that I was able to help him tell his story. In March, I'm grateful for spring, for welcoming spring in my heart, for the blue skies and the fact that we got to enjoy more and more light throughout the day, that the days were longer and longer, that we got to go out in nature more often to take in its beauty, for conquering a mountaintop I saw for years on my way back to the city where I live. I'm grateful I got to do that with a good friend. I'm also grateful for watching Gratitude Revealed, the movie, on the balcony with a beautiful blue sky as a background. In April, I'm grateful for going to a reforestation and enjoying a well-deserved picnic after it with hundreds of other people that love nature. I'm also grateful for the fact that through that experience, I got to rekindle a friendship with people dear to my heart that actually led to many other reasons for feeling grateful in the months to come. I'm also grateful for meeting my nephew's girlfriend for the first time, seeing him grown up and serious about a relationship. And in May, I'm grateful for going to his coming of age party, celebrating him becoming an adult. I'm also grateful in May that we got to enjoy the blooming of nature in the city's botanical garden, enjoying all of the beautiful flowers, the beautiful colors that they create for us to enjoy. I'm grateful for going out with friends and spending a full day in nature, playing frisbee, making a delicious veggie barbecue, and breathing in the fresh air. Oh my god, that felt so good to be outside at the perfect temperature with people close to my heart, doing simple yet meaningful activities together. In June, I'm grateful for spending 1 week without the phone or laptop in Malta. I wanted to do a detox from technology because I felt that it's too much. It was getting too much at one point, and I wanted to remember how it is to just be without this technology, because we could obviously live our lives before we had laptops and smartphones with us all the time. So I'm grateful I was able to have that experience and do this kind of detox. Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount, or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I'm also grateful for a beautiful experience. Enjoying a beautiful sunset from a rooftop restaurant, Indian restaurant actually, overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. And the third reason is actually somehow funny because it was a pretty challenging experience. We went up the mountain to see a daffodils field, but on our way down, the weather wasn't that friendly with us. It rained for all of the hours that it took us to get down back to the car, and the trail itself was very, very slippery. So I'm grateful that even though it was so challenging, we were able to overcome our fears, to overcome our limits, and be able to get back safely with some amazing photos and with some funny moments and memories. Because even though we didn't fall, we did slip around quite a lot. And even though the rain was pouring, we were still able to have a good laugh. So, as you can see, it's just the first 6 months of the year, and there are so many things that we can be grateful for. In this case, I can be grateful for. But the point is that there are so many things that we can find in just half a year. So let's continue, shall we? In July, I'm grateful that me and my girlfriend Andrada went to a beautiful A-frame cabin where we got to watch the sunset from a jacuzzi while breathing the fresh air of summer evenings. Another gratitude from July is meeting Romania's most beloved actor. Even though he's 87 years old, he is still so charismatic, so loving, so respectful for everyone. And even though people have been telling him all of his life how much they appreciate his work and him as a person, when I expressed my gratitude, he received it in such an elegant and beautiful way, as if it was the first time that someone said something like that to him. He was so appreciative, so modest, even though he has done some amazing things, and all of the people that have met him can only say positive things about him. He is the greatest actor that we have, and I'm very grateful to have been able to meet him, because it was a dream of mine for quite a while. And what made me feel even more blessed was that we kept in touch. I wrote to him showing my appreciation, and not only did he write back, but a few times with an elegance that is from distant times, he just wrote that he was thinking of us out of the blue, wishing us the best. So as you can see, this was really special for me, and I don't want this to take too much of our time, but I do think I could ramble quite a bit on this topic, because it was really a meeting to remember. And he is the most beloved actor of our time for good reason. So the third gratitude from July is going out for an ice cream in a place where we used to go quite often before we moved from that area. And we got to remember beautiful experiences that we had there and the river that was flowing right alongside the terrace. In August, the first gratitude is going out for lunch on a terrace at our favorite Hungarian restaurant, eating some good food and enjoying the warm summer evening. I'm also grateful for going out in nature with friends, making a delicious veggie barbecue, breathing in the fresh air, enjoying the beautiful scenery, and just spending some quality time together. And even though it rained at the end of that trip, it was kind of fun and funny because we had to eat the food that we cooked in the car, but we still had a good laugh and we still enjoyed this experience quite a lot. The third gratitude from August is my mom coming to our place to sleep for the first time since we moved, and the fact that we got to enjoy the city together, eating well and just having a good time and creating beautiful moments. In September, I'm grateful for reconnecting to nature through grounding in a beautiful landscape with a wide view and a beautiful green valley. The second gratitude is going to a 90s concert with Andrada's sister and her husband, having a lot of fun, seeing some amazing artists on the stage, while also giving her a great gift for her birthday. The third gratitude for September is the fact that we got to spend a lot of time in nature once again. We got to go on the hill that's close to where we live, and I have so many pictures from the beautiful sunsets that we got to see, as well as the good times that we spent together as a couple and also with our friends out in nature. In October, I'm grateful for going out for a cup of coffee with Andrada and her sister. If I remember correctly, she mentioned that it was the first cup of coffee that they had by going out. Of course, they enjoyed something like this together inside the house, but since they're living in different cities, it's not something that they did too often. So I was happy that I could help create this bonding experience that I was happy to relive thanks to the pictures that we took. The second gratitude has to do with Denmark. We got to visit Denmark once again, and we also visited the same place that we did last year for lunch. And even though the weather wasn't that great, we went inside and it was so cozy. The people were so nice and the food was just amazing once again. And another experience that I'm really grateful for that I really have to share with you is the peaceful mornings in Denmark. The fact that it was rush hour and there was silence. Of course, there were a lot of people, but most of them were on their bikes. The sun was just rising, and it was just surreal to see that it was possible during the morning when everyone's rushing to get to places that they are doing things so differently, and that it's possible to be quite quiet, civilized, and thanks to the sun, the light that was coming, so beautiful. The third gratitude has to do with Sweden. This time we got to spend a lot more time in Sweden and we got to explore the city much more, and we discovered a really amazing vegan restaurant. Actually, a Chinese vegan restaurant that just blew us away. The food was amazing. The people were great. We actually liked it so much that we went twice, which we don't usually do when we're traveling. Of course, when it comes to traveling, I have so many other gratitudes, but to keep it brief, these are the three main ones from October. In November, I'm grateful for spending time with family, playing rummy together, making my mom and my brother laugh, seeing a double rainbow after a really cloudy and dark day, having family over and laughing together and spending time together. And in December, I'm grateful for celebrating the National Day with friends on the rooftop, seeing the drone show I wanted to see for a while, going out with friends and laughing about stupid things, but having a great time, going to a friend's book launch and feeling touched by the support that she received, and being able to help out at the end as well. So here we are at the end of this episode. Thank you so much for having the patience to listen to all of it. I hope I was able to give you some ideas on what you could write in your 36 gratitudes for 2023. I truly believe if we look into our past and we fill our hearts with gratitude, that we can start this new year with an open heart, with hope, with real belief and appreciation for the good in our lives, so that we can create an even more amazing new year. So my wish for you is that 2024 is your best year yet, and I hope that we will stay connected and that I'll be able to contribute to this vision with the inspiration that this podcast can provide. Happy New Year, my dear gratitude seeker.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.